Now, I am going to speak to you about how to practice metta meditation, meditation of loving kindness. This is very important and interesting. This metta meditation is not vipassana one, lower than vipassana, but it helps one to practice vipassana. This belongs to samatha group. This is a samatha meditation. By practicing this meditation to the highest level, one's mind becomes very calm and quiet and peaceful. And people are loved by him. A man who practices this meditation lives among his relatives, in his members of his families, in a very happy way. All members of his family begin to love him. If a merchant regularly practices meditation at least few minutes every day, within a short time he will be able to see the result that many, many people, many customers come to him, and many customers are drawn to him, and he will be successful in his business, in his business life. So this gives very quick result if practiced properly. I'll tell you one story, I give it in brief. During the time of First World War, between 1904 and 1918, I suppose, Mishtana Gargi Dharampala, the Buddhist missionary, apart from Buddhist missionary, he was a thorough nationalist. Those days he was criticizing British government very severely. In his newspapers, in his public talks, he was always criticizing these English leaders in Sri Lanka. And at the same time, all Christian priests he thoroughly criticizes in his writings, in his talks. So there were many people who were very much angry with him, but he didn't care. He was in Calcutta building a new Buddhist monastery, which is there now, called Dharmarajika Vihara. He was building it at that time. This is about in 1915. In this time, in Sri Lanka, there started a struggle, something like a civil war, between Sinhalese and Muslim people. Muslim people threw stones at a Buddhist procession on Vesak full moon day. Then Buddhist people, they grew rough. They ran after them and started quarrel. It spread all over Sri Lanka. Then government had to pass martial law. All over the country there is martial law. And Mr. Anagarika Dharampala's relatives, his brothers, all were arrested. All national leaders were arrested. All national newspapers were prohibited to publish. And so many things. And the police inspector general of Sri Lanka was a son of a Christian priest, Anglican priest. He was wild against Anagarika Dharmapala. So he sent a cable to Calcutta, to the police inspector general of Calcutta police, asking him to send Anagarika Dharmapala arrested immediately. Because many Buddhist leaders were shot in Sri Lanka at that time. So these persons, he wanted to shoot him, to kill him. That is why he sent the message. When the police inspector general got the message, immediately he phoned to Mr. Dharmapala. This happened towards evening. He said, "Mr. Dharmapala, I have got a message from Sri Lanka to send you back there, to Sri Lanka, therefore, don't go away. Tomorrow, early morning, I'll come to meet you." Immediately after he got this message, Mr. Dharmapala thought, "There is no doubt. If I were sent to Sri Lanka, I'd be shot to death. This is my end. How can I build this temple and finish my work in India?" He was thinking, "What am I to do to save my life?" Then he remembered something. When he read in newspaper . So, he said, he got the photograph through his servant, got the photograph of Police Inspector General of Calcutta. Immediately that servant brought it at night, by about 9 o'clock. He put the photo before him and he began to extend loving kindness to the persons through the photo. "May you be happy, may you be happy, may you be happy." The whole night he did it continually without sleeping at all. In the morning, police inspector general came to arrest him, but when he saw Mr. Dharmapala, he was changed. "Mr. Dharmapala, I came to arrest you, but I can't do it. I don't know what has happened to me. I see you as my father. And if I send you to Sri Lanka, you'll be shot. I don't like such a thing to happen to you. I'll do one thing. I arrest in your own house. Don't go away. Do carry on your work, staying within in the house. Don't go out till I give you permission." So he said and went away and sent a message to Sri Lanka. "Well, it is not necessary to send him to Sri Lanka because I have put him in home arrest. Therefore, it is not necessary to send him. Nothing will happen to Sri Lanka from him. I will be responsible for him." So he didn't send him. It went on like that. When the martial was over, he came to Sri Lanka. I met him, he told this story to me, how he saved his life by the practice of loving kindness meditation towards one person. It affected him very much, that police inspector general. That is why he felt much love towards this person immediately when he saw him. Such a thing is this meditation on loving kindness. Now, I'll tell you how to practice loving kindness. First of all, we must love ourselves, must try to see the importance of our own life, the value of our own life, that we like our own life. I love my life. I love my life to be healthy, my body to be healthy. So first of all, we have to give out a suggestion for keeping your health. That is how to love yourself. Now let us start from head to feet. We have to give out suggestions at least half a minute now, because we have no time to practice it longer. If you can do it longer at home, do it continually. Now, just to teach you how to practice, half a minute will do for every section of practice. So, now let us start from head to foot. Think of your head. Think and give out a suggestion and repeat very slowly, not loudly, "My head is healthy. May my head be healthy. May my head be healthy. May my head be healthy. Within and without my head, may it be healthy. May it be healthy. May it be healthy." Do it for a few minutes and try to feel that your head is healthy. Now come to your neck, mentally. "Now my head is healthy. May my neck is healthy like my head. May my neck is healthy. May my neck is free from, my leg free from all diseases. May my neck be healthy." Practice this meditation for half a minute. Now come to shoulders. "May my shoulders be healthy and strong and free from diseases." And try to feel that your shoulders are healthy. May my arms and hands be healthy, free from all ailments. May my breast and belly, inside and outside, be healthy and be free from all ailments, all free from all diseases. May it be healthy, my belly, breast and belly, inside and outside. So, give this auto-suggestion, repeat these words, try to feel that your body's belly is healthy. Now let us come down. May my thighs and legs and feet be healthy, strong, and free from all ailments and diseases. Give this auto-suggestion and try to feel like that. May my whole body be healthy, free from all diseases. May it be strong. May my mind be healthy and free from all worries and troubles. May my whole body and mind be healthy, free from all worries and troubles. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Healthy, happy and strong. May all persons who are assembled in this hall be healthy. like me, may they be healthy, happy, and free from all worries and troubles. May all people in the neighborhood be healthy, happy, and free from all worries and troubles. May all members of our families living in our houses be happy, healthy, free from all worries and troubles. May all people in this country, in this city, be healthy, happy, and free from all troubles and worries. May all people in this country, in this continent, America, North, Middle and South, may all people be healthy, happy, free from worries and troubles. May all people in the continent of Europe be healthy, happy, and free from all worries and troubles. May all people in Africa be happy, healthy, free from all troubles and worries. May all people in Asia be happy, healthy, and free from worries and troubles. May all people in Oceania, Australia and surrounding islands be happy, healthy, free from worries and troubles. May all people living all over the earth, on this earth, in every country, in every part, be happy, healthy, and in peace. May all living beings, men and animals, both in land and water, small and big, may all of them be healthy, happy, and free from all worries and troubles. May all beings living in other planes of existence, in other galaxies, other world systems, may all those living beings be healthy, happy, and free from worries and troubles. May I be happy. Like me, may all other living beings in the whole universe be happy and healthy, free from all worries and troubles. May there be peace all over the world, earth. May the world be full of peace. May all beings live in peace, 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 peace. May all living beings be able to attain to eternal peace. Now, I have explained to you how to practice the meditation of metta, loving-kindness, pervading the whole universe, all living beings. If you practice this meditation every day at regular hours, for example, suppose if you practice it at about 9 o'clock at night, every day at the same time you have to practice a few minutes the same meditation. In 2 or 3 months, you will see wonderful results. That all people around your house will love you. There won't be any enemy to you. Wherever you go, and to whatever person you go, whatever person you meet, he will show you very much kindness, and you will be loved by all people. Your life will be very successful. Now, in brief, I have explained and I have made you practice this meditation of loving-kindness. Now this much is quite enough for you to practice, and practice it regularly. Now we are going to close our meeting for today. We have earned much merit. These days you have earned for about 3 months much merit by practicing. May all these, our merits, be shared by all devas, all spirits, all our departed relatives, if they are in a position to see us and to know of us. And may all of them be happy. Ettavata cayam hehi sambhatam punya sampadan sabbe deva namodantu sabba sampatti siddhya ettavata cayam hehi sambhatam punya sampadan sabbe deva namodantu sabba sampatti siddhya ettavata cayam hehi sambhatam punya sampadan sabbe deva namodantu sabba sampatti siddhya Nibbana Pachyo Hotu. Now meeting is closed.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.